Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Mo, the city of Pretoria, South Africa, had a bold new plan to deal with their drug problem. One activist there is giving at-risk young people an alternative activity, saying that kids won't turn to drugs if they have the chance to compete in what skill?
It's not going to be music because that's too believable.
It's kind of musical. It's the music that comes from the magic beans.
Oh, they're going to, coffee? Oh, no, no, oh, coffee, magic beans? No. Is that
beans,
a drug thing?
Beans, the
magical
fruit.
The more you eat,
the more
you poop.
Back up, Mo.
The more you toot.
Yes.
Oh, so, wait, what are those beans that make you do that? They're the beans.
All of them.
Okay. Oh, right. Oh, right. So they're going to have them baking beans instead of taking drugs.
You are obviously, as a decent human being,
I've only smoked pot once. So
all right. You cannot imagine
it was just
that anybody,
before the show.
That anybody would. You can't imagine that somebody would actually suggest this as a competition to keep people off drugs, nor can you believe that we would ask about it on this radio
show. A farting competition?
Yes, indeed, Mo.
So just ripping them. Like,
pretty much.
Yeah. But you can take drugs while you do that.
Yeah. No, this DJ in South Africa said, this is what we're going to do. The kids are bored. The kids, they need something else to apply to. Let's have a farting contest. He has set it up. Contestants will be given eggs and castor oil to help them out. They're going to set up microphones at just the right level there. Oh, in other news, NPR just got an amazing deal on some used microphones.
So I'm imagining Nancy Reagan just say,